A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Jason Bateman and Maya Rudolph are about to guest star on the Murderville Christmas special. But here's the catch. Everyone has been given a script, except them.
Hi, my name's Jason Bateman. I am here doing Murderville.
I'm Maya Rudolph. I'm about to do Murderville.
I have been given no script.
I have not been given a script.
What I know is next to nothing.
I actually love it because I didn't have to learn any lines.
I've seen no actors, I've seen no sets.
I think I'm gonna have to figure out who the murderer is, and that makes me really nervous. So I don't know who's here, what's happening, and what I'm going to do, which I'm delighted by.
Words Appear, a Netflix comedy special. Title, Who Killed Santa? A Murderville Murder Mystery. Christmas decorations light up a front lawn at night.
The holidays, a magical time each year when we set aside our differences and unite around one common belief, that Christmas sucks ass.
Terry eats pizza at home.
At least that's what I used to think. My name is Terry Seattle. I'm a senior homicide detective with a failed marriage and moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. And this is a story of one magical night when my whole world changed.
He picks a VHS.
Bingo.
The label reads, Die Hard, Cool Parts Only. The screen on Terry's phone reads, ex-wife/boss. He answers the call.
What is it, Rhonda/chief?
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Is it a Merry Christmas?
I'll make this quick because I'm in Hawaii with Daz, and we booked paddleboarding lessons.
Did I forget to cash an alimony check again or something?
Yes, but that's not why I'm calling. Mayor Palmer is hosting City Hall's annual holiday party tonight, and there's been a mix-up. She needs someone to run security details, so get down there ASAP.
Just because I hate Christmas doesn't mean I want to work on it. Besides, one person can't handle that kind of event.
Which is why I got you a new partner.
What? No, Chief, come on! Ah!
I'll text you the details. Have fun!
I hope you fall off the paddleboard and that the sharks circle you, but don't eat... Ah, she hung up. I heard you the first time.
Terry walks to the front door. A sign reads, No Carolers. A man with shaggy brown hair stands outside.
Hey!
Well, if it isn't the ghost of Christmas ass.
That's not complimentary. Good to see you.
Come on in.
You're our Detective Seattle, perhaps, I hope.
Look at this guy's already got a question. Pop a seat right here.
Yep. Can I come around?
I wish you would.
Hi.
Trainee Jason Bateman sits on the couch by the pizza box.
Is this breakfast?
You always talk when you're nervous. Let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What's your name?
Jason? Bateman.
Okay, what's your profession before you became a homicide trainee?
Well, I used to be an actor. I'm looking for a career change here. No, not kicked out
at all.
No, it was totally voluntary.
What kind of roles would you play?
Just a normal, average, dumb white guy.
That makes sense to me.
Sorry?
You know, it's funny, you come waltzing in here thinking that you can do my job.
I don't.
You ever worked security before?
No, I have not. I got 3 callbacks for 1 security part, but didn't get that one.
For like a commercial?
Huh? No. How dare you?
Well, we're going to be working a security detail down at City Hall. The number one thing, obviously, is threat assessment. Do you think you'd be good at threat assessment?
Well, I
see any threat around you right now?
I see a lot of VHS tapes.
Jason Bateman, do you see any other kind of threat other than these items in this room? Is there anything threatening to you?
Nothing at all in front of me.
Huh?
A man with a hockey mask bursts through the front door wielding a chainsaw. Jason stands up. Terry gesticulates wildly. Jason sits back down, grinning.
You see that? You did not assess the threat! Sit down! You let a raving lunatic into my home! Lucky for you, it was my former trainee, Marshawn Lynch!
Holy good lord! Shit! Big fan.
The best damn homicide trainee I ever had! You did not assess the threat!
He wasn't in the room yet.
Exactly. You should be thinking about what's outside of the room.
Is there more trouble outside?
You tell us. Is everybody going to die in this room? Are we going to die in your hands, Jason Bateman?
I don't want that to happen. How can I help?
You got to stay alive.
Terry squeezes Jason's cheeks.
Look at this. Look at this guy.
Oh,
listen
shit.
To him.
That is the fucking Ozark dude.
Thank you.
Terry and Marshawn embrace.
Woo! Marshawn, you're the best.
No problem, Chief.
You know, make yourself at home, whatever you want.
That's it for him?
Well, he's just gonna chill out. It's Christmas.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
All right, hang on a second.
Terry reads the text.
Uh-oh. This is just something from the chief here. What size booties do you wear?
Turns out the holiday party was short an elf, so Jason was pressed into emergency service. Little did we know his job would soon go from spreading cheer to solving murder.
Look at this. They smudged their names.
Pretty smeary.
Amateur hour. You guys never heard of a Sharpie?
Jason wears an elf costume.
You ready?
Whoa.
How you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm happy now. Looks like we're at a party.
Okay, good. Well, look, the mayor said that, you know, she needed Santa's elf as a helper, so I want to know that you're here to help. Are you here to help the situation?
I'm here to help for sure.
Okay.
Are you going to be getting into a holiday outfit at all?
I need you to be looking alive and looking out for threat. Oh, look at all these presents. Wow. These are incredible. Why, don't we just grab one of these, Angus?
Angie, and no, this toy drive is for the local orphanage. Later, Santa will deliver the gifts to the kids.
Mm. Oh my gosh, noise-canceling headphones, these are the best. Have you ever used these before?
Well, I'd love some right now.
They cancel out the noise.
Yep.
Can I just have these?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Each present is for a specific orphan.
Wow, all these orphans, their parents die, and all of a sudden people just give you presents, huh? Wish my parents had just died like that, I would've grabbed those.
Three presents?
No, these, grab them, stuff them in, put in your vest.
I've always wanted a pair of these.
You got that? Okay, zip them right in there. That looks good. Nobody can see. Hey,
Detective.
Mayor Palmer, how are
you? Detective Seattle, thank you for coming on short notice. And you must be?
Jason looks at his name tag.
Jason, trainee.
How good are you, Jason?
I can be the best.
Oh, great.
The best ever.
You're pretty practiced at being an elf, then?
I feel like I've got the outfit on and ready to go.
Do you have, maybe an elf dance?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, let's see that.
And, okay.
And sort of make, and like a song, an original song.
Yeah.
Go, go, go! That'd be...
Not mine.
Hang on.
Wow.
Sorry. I brought these for the orphans. They look like just like the ones you had before. Damn it.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Come over here. Listen to Santa.
Really good, by the way.
He'll tell you what's going on. Stand right here, please, next to Santa.
My little elf helper has arrived.
Okay, don't be distracted by all this Christmas crap. You're here for threat assessment, okay? Keep your eyes peeled for any danger.
Terry, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
All right, Terry, I really need tonight to go smoothly. No problems, okay? I'm down in the polls. I can't take the negative PR.
Mayor Palmer, don't you worry about it, okay? Nothing's gonna go wrong. Terry Seattle is on the case!
The lights cut out, plunging the room into darkness. People look around, confused. The lights turn back on. A woman with dark hair gasps and points. Santa lies on the floor, a candy cane stabbed through his chest.
Oh my God, Jason, I leave you alone for 2 seconds and Santa gets shivved!
I didn't do it. Should we take it out? It seems like he might still be alive.
My God. Santa! Santa, what happened?
Someone stabbed me with a candy cane.
That part is so apparent, Santa. And sticking out of your chest. Who did it?
Butter.
Butter?
Butter?
Santa turns his head to the side and goes still.
He said butter as his last words. What does that mean? Does that mean anything to you, butter? You look like you consume a lot of butter.
I've been trying to cut down on that.
Oh, God. Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny?
Johnny, who? Here. Take off the beard.
Jason pulls down the beard.
Oh, Jesus, you dragged Sean Hayes into this?
Oh, man! Legendary quarterback John Blaze, Hall of Famer.
Johnny was going to help us deliver presents to the orphans, then he was going to throw a football over the orphanage.
Well, looks like his life plans got intercepted.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Is he still alive a little bit? He might need mouth to mouth.
I'd love to.
Let's see. Let's see if maybe that'll bring him back.
Johnny.
Let's see.
Oh. But now he's turning away from me.
Get in there.
I've got to plug and open. Plug and open.
Get him.
Plug and open.
Is he still alive?
Plugging and opening.
I'll hold him.
He seems pretty alive to me. That seemed to do it.
Oh, he died again. Well, we can't say we didn't try. Okay. Listen up, everybody. Legendary quarterback Johnny Blaze was murdered, and his killer is in this room.
The guests look nervous.
Mayor Palmer, we're gonna have to shut this whole place down.
Oh, no. We can't lock down the building. We have to deliver those presents by Christmas morning. If we don't, it'll be a PR disaster.
How long we got till sunrise?
7 hours, 14 minutes.
Wow, that was so specific.
A countdown appears.
Okay. Well, until then, nobody can leave this building. Okay?
Fine. But you better find the killer by dawn. Because if those presents don't get to those kids, my political career is toast. And you better believe if I go down, I'm taking you with me.
I can't imagine I can go further down than I already am. Oh, my God. Grab her chair. Grab that chair.
Let her sit down.
Sit right down. Sit down. There she is.
Sit right. I can't do this. Okay. We're all gonna die.
Okay. She's having a panic attack. You gotta calm her down now.
Gotta calm down. Sweet little baby, don't you cry.
No, you're the worst at this. Do something calmer. She can't. No.
I just wanna go home and be with Mr. Whiskers.
Who's Mr. Whiskers?
My kitty. He always calms my fragile nerves.
Well, you're an actor.
Be a kitty.
Yeah, Mr. Whiskers can't be here, but we do have Master Bateman.
Mr. Bateman.
Just get on all fours like a cat. Get on all fours and be a kitty. There you go. There you see.
He is kind of nice.
Oh.
Come on, jump up.
There we go. Just lean across or...
something. There's a soft side.
Oh, there we go. Clean.
Jason licks his hands.
There we go. And a kitty. What else?
Oh, you want a saucer of milk, don't you?
Yes, please.
Milk! Right down. There we go. There he is. He'll get down and yep. All fours in the milk. Here we go. And then get right in there. Okay. And eyes up. Eyes up. Eyes up. Licking eyes up. There we go.
I'm feeling better.
Okay, good.
You're a saint.
Oh, you got it. No problem. Get up, for Christ's sake. You're embarrassing yourself. What are you doing? God. That's humiliating.
Yeah, payback's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Got a long time to think about it.
Police chain the doors.
Lock it up. No one comes in or out.
Terry and Jason confer at the party.
All right, now listen, you were there when Santa got murdered. Do you remember anything? Do you hear any unusual sound?
I just remember a little bit of a squeal.
A squeal?
Yeah.
That was all you heard? You didn't hear any other sound? You didn't hear...
I think I did hear... Yes, I did. There were three bells, and then the lights came on.
You heard three bells. You did it, so I'm not
crazy. Well, maybe it was five bells. It was something, ching, 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 like a Christmas type of shaky thing.
All right, let's examine the body, shall we?
Okay.
Oh, gosh, Amber, boy, you got here quick.
I came as soon as I heard.
Amber Kang, forensics. This is homicide trainee Jason Bateman in an elf costume.
Ah.
Let's take a look here. What do you think, Jay? Pop down here real quick. Amber, how was Santa killed with just a candy cane?
By it being sharpened to a fine peppermint point. You see how smooth that taper is?
Yeah.
You can't get that with a knife. You can only get that by licking it.
In order to lick that much, must have loved mint.
And licking.
I guess I'm licking too.
A Santa hater, but a great licker.
Listen, why don't you examine the rest of the body? Let's see if there's anything else you can find here. Is there anything here?
We've got somebody's name tag.
Let me grab it.
Terry takes the tag from Johnny's hand.
The name is smudged.
It's possible that that is the name tag of the person Santa was struggling with.
That he grabbed it off of whoever killed him. Mayor, can you think of anybody here who had a relationship with Johnny Blaze?
Oh, yeah, there is one.
Uh-huh.
Jim Trentley.
Jim Trentley?
Absolutely.
Sports reporter from Channel 5 News?
Yeah.
Do you know Jim?
I love his show.
Look, the two of them were really close, all right? So Jim's in the bar, and he's pretty shaken up.
Jim's in the bar. Well, sounds like we got ourselves our first suspect.
Terry and Jason find Jim sitting in an office bar in the City Hall building. Jim sips from a shot glass.
Mr. Trentley?
Only my wife's divorce attorney calls me Mr. Trentley. Call me Jim.
Oh, well, Senior Detective Terry Seattle, big fan, and sorry about your divorce.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, I got myself a new little lady, and she has got a pair of magic hands, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Hey, Jason's got some questions here that he needs to ask you, just routine stuff.
That's funny, because, I'm usually the one asking the questions, you know? Hey. What do you think your team did, huh? Yeah. You think you're gonna make it into playoffs? Oh, hey, this is what we're gonna do. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna answer questions. You're an interview. That's a microphone, all right?
Okay.
You're gonna be cameraman.
Big man, cameraman, here he comes.
Okay.
All right, that's your camera. All right, we're gonna do a classic old school locker room interview, all right?
Okay.
I'm gonna get ready.
Okay.
Jim leaves.
Boy, he's a character, huh?
Don't drink my peppermint schnapps now.
This seems kind of... You got your little...
Go over a few questions.
You got your questions there?
And maybe should I run them by you?
Okay, I'm ready.
I guess you could... Yeah, you can just ask
me. Roll camera!
Okay.
Jim wears only a towel.
Oh, boy.
Hey there.
Hey.
Folks, thanks for hanging out. I was just, in the showers, you know?
It's like a locker room interview.
You got some questions for me?
Can you please describe your relationship with Johnny Blaze?
And Johnny Blaze and I met 15 years ago. Became golfing buddies.
You played golf with Johnny Blaze?
Yes, I did. Okay. Every Thursday. Oh, Johnny always won. I got a hell of a drive, but my short game's for crap. You know, it's my putter. That's why I lost all that money to him, you know? And whatever I owed him, it would just go on my tab.
How much money did you lose to Johnny?
Oh, well, I'm saying about $9 million.
Wow.
You lost $9 million to Johnny Blaze?
It was my damn putter. You know, it just, I could never get out. My short game's for crap, but I don't know, golf's hard.
Roger that. Was the money that you owed Johnny ever a source of tension between you two? At $9 million, safe to bet that it was.
Tension, come on now. We would never let money get in between us, boy. You know, even when he called in the hold debt recently.
He called in the debt.
Oh, yeah. Of course he did. Last week he called in the debt. Said he needed the cash for some business ventures he was doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you think about it, me not owing him $9 million is really the only positive thing to come out of this whole sad event.
What you're saying is you recognize that you would have had... Take some deep bends.
Jim does squats.
Him now dead, you would no longer need to...
Jim stretches nude.
Pay him the $9 million. Try downward dog, too, while we're at it.
All right, well, if you say so.
I mean, he's a true ginger. Yeah. I'll give him that.
He's a true ginger. He's super flexible.
He's very flexible and not afraid to do it. Well, thanks for your time, Jim. I do have one request, and I feel bad asking.
You want an autograph?
I would love one.
That's all right. Here you go.
Oh, he got his own.
I come with my own headshot.
Yeah. Cool. Senior Detective Terry Seattle, T-E-R-R-Y.
To my new best friend, Toby Skedaddle. Well, here you
Close
go.
Enough.
But you know what I want now. Come on.
Yeah, there we go.
Here. Oh, foot. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, you're a good hugger.
After a rocky start, Jason and I were finally clicking as partners. We were ready to track down more suspects, but Fate and Mayor Palmer had other plans.
Where have you two been?
Sorry, it took a second just to convince Jim to put his clothes back on. It got dicey. But we're here at your service, Mayor, and we're really on top of this case.
Are you? It seems clear to me that you're not able to handle this on your own.
Well?
We're doing our best. We are...
I don't think so. And that's why I've called in backup.
What? No. Oh, come on, Mayor. Last thing I need is another idiot that I gotta babysit up in here.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
I'm excited. Well?
Come on out, Maya.
A woman with brown hair enters.
Oh!
Here you go. Stand right here, please.
Okay, hi.
Detective Jason, this is Maya Rudolph. She's on your team now.
Great to meet you.
Incredible to meet you.
Hi.
Senior Detective Terry Seattle.
Maya Rudolph.
Maya.
Great, we got help.
That's great.
I need all of you to find the killer and close this case. You understand?
Yeah, got it.
Great. Now, yeah. Terry, you have 5 hours before the sun rises and your career sets.
Mayor Palmer walks away.
Well,
could be another
super menacing. That's 5 hours, a lot of time.
So you work together. So now we're all working together.
What does your gut tell you so far?
Nothing, because I just got here.
Santa Claus is dead.
All right, I tell you what. Jason, why don't you tell Maya everything happened?
Wait, really? Santa Claus is dead?
Tell her what's happened up to here. Everything got about 20 seconds. Here we go.
Johnny Blaze was a football player.
Okay.
He's now dead. He was playing Santa.
Okay.
So, Santa was killed by a sharp
Object?
Candy cane.
Okay.
That was made into a point through licking.
That was made sharp from licking?
Yeah, Lick made the point.
Lick made the point.
Yeah.
Santa's dead.
Yeah.
Johnny Blaze is not dead, though.
Johnny Blaze is dead.
Johnny Blaze is dead.
Johnny Blaze is dead. Okay. And there was a naked sportscaster. He's a ginger, too.
He seemed pretty guilty.
The naked guy?
Yeah, and drunk, okay, and but... he owed Johnny Blaze $9 million.
And we don't know who killed Santa.
That's what we're gonna figure out.
Obviously. Okay. I feel like I'm up to speed. I don't know where we are.
Where are we right now? Tell her that, too.
We're in an office building.
No. Where does the mayor work?
The mayor works at Big City, right?
It's not... In any city, where does the mayor work?
City Hall.
There we go.
Well,
I gotta tell you guys something. This is a disaster.
No, it's good.
Hello. I'm calling for Johnny Blaze. I need to cancel his massage appointment tomorrow. No, he's not rescheduling.
A woman talks on the phone.
Did you just hear that? She works for Johnny Blaze. We need to go and see what she knows.
About Johnny, yep. Let's do it.
Obviously about Johnny, not what she knows about other stuff.
I'd love to know.
And we don't know who killed him.
And we gotta find out, because otherwise the orphans aren't gonna get their toys, and then the other thing that will get murdered is the spirit of Christmas.
Maya cracks up silently. Terry stares at her, trying not to laugh.
It's true. All these gifts are for the orphans.
Get murdered. Okay. Okay, cool.
We put suspect number 2 in an office to sweat for a bit before interrogating her. But getting her to talk would be our toughest mission yet.
Oh my God. Can somebody please tell me why I'm being held in here?
First, let's just get the intros out of the way. I am Senior Detective Terry Seattle. We're gonna start right at the beginning here. What is your name?
I'm Mia Briggs, and I was Johnny's personal assistant.
Mm-hmm. And how come you're wearing Johnny's name tag?
Yeah, I was gonna ask that.
Well, this is actually mine. Johnny said that remembering the name Mia was impossible, so he just called me Johnny.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to ask you some questions about Johnny.
I can't answer anything.
Why not?
I signed an ironclad NDA. I can't answer anything that has to do with him.
Ironclad NDA, not a regular NDA?
It was very intense.
Guys, we don't have time to get to the bottom of this, okay? So we're gonna do something I like to call good cop, bad cop.
Okay.
Terry style,
okay?
Jason, you're gonna be a good cop. Maya, you're a bad cop.
Okay.
And if things don't work out, we're gonna be switching roles, so let's look for some cues, okay?
You're good.
You're good, you're bad. All right, Mia, you're gonna be answering some questions right now.
Hey, Mia.
Right here.
I'm gonna sit, but I'm not gonna talk.
Okay, well, let's just see about that. Get over here.
Yeah, let's just see about that.
Right here. Good cop, back. Go!
You look awesome today, and I think that color's very pretty on your complexion. Hey, when's the last time you saw your boss alive?
This morning.
Yeah? Did you murder him?
I can't talk about him. I don't even know why I answer those questions.
Defensive much?
You don't want to get her upset.
Switch it.
You're gonna answer the question or you're gonna get carted out of here on a stretcher.
Sweetie, I'm just gonna ask you a couple of questions, okay? I love your sweater.
We need something helpful out of you.
I can't talk about him.
Okay, listen, we gotta try new kinds of cops. Maya, French cop. Jason, Italian cop.
Maya leans in close to Mia.
Mia, tu veux une bagel avec chaise? Parce que je suis une policier. Ouais, je suis un policier. Et je fume beaucoup de fumée. Qu'est-ce que tu veux?
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Forget about
what you think you know. And tell me what I need to know.
You know what I think? I think you Americans put too much ketchup on your hamburgers.
At the Olive Garden when you heal your family.
When you are healed, you sont familiers.
Singing cop.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Did you murder your boss?
Liam Neeson cop.
I will protect you.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Okay, Maya, working class British cop.
All right, I'm gonna give you 5 fucking minutes, right? And then you're gonna fucking tell me what the fuck.
Only speaks in robot sound bleeps.
Okay. Some answers out of you.
No words, just bleeps.
Listen, you don't want to get the robot mad. He fucking punch you, right?
Rick Astley cop.
Never gonna arrest you, cause you're my best friend. Never gonna arrest you, Mia.
Is that enough for you?
I'll talk.
There it is.
Oh,
there
my
it
is. God.
All right, we did it.
All right, Maya, you're running point on this. Ask her about her job working for Johnny.
Okay, oh, yes, I have questions.
Yeah.
I have questions. Okay. What were your responsibilities?
I had his calendar. I would drive him places.
Okay.
I faked an ADHD condition so that he could snort my Adderall.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and then one time, he had me drive through a tornado to get to Sam's Club because he said, quote, I need all of the butter.
Mia fishes in her pocket.
Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry. I have to do this really quick.
She takes out a small bottle and sprays it in her mouth.
What's that?
Okay, so Johnny said that my breast smelled like a wet sneaker with gonorrhea, and so he asked me to spray my mouth with mint spray every 5 minutes.
So he said unkind things to you often, and you like mint?
It seems to me like, I'm just gonna put this out there, Johnny's a little controlling.
Okay, wait, no, I feel like you guys are really getting the wrong impression of Johnny. He really was like a very great boss most of the time.
Doesn't sound like it.
I mean,
no, he got me a Christmas present.
Really?
Yes, look, this beautiful necklace. He got me this beautiful necklace that makes a lot of noise so that he can know where I am at all times. And now I know where he is at all times.
Yeah. Where is
where?
He?
Where?
Boss heaven.
Boss heaven?
Terry, you need to see this.
Terry looks over at Amber.
Who the fuck is that?
Maya, Jason, and Terry follow Amber back to the crime scene.
Take a look at this. All the guests were close enough to Johnny to stab him when the lights went out. But the circuit breaker for the power is all the way over here. There wasn't time for any of the guests to cut the lights and stab Johnny. You know what that means.
Can I just have a moment with my trainees, please? Thank you, Amber King. Whoever turned off the lights can't be the same person who killed Johnny.
James!
Oh, my God, James!
Well, what if it's Stretch Armstrong?
The character?
Yeah, the one with the arms that could reach that and stabbing at the same time.
Guy. Guys, you know what this means, right? This means there's an accomplice. This changes everything.
So what you're saying is...
There's an accomplice.
There's an accomplice.
And this accomplice is out here, hiding in plain sight, and their only goal is to try to stop us. We are no longer the hunters. We are now the hunted. And there's a new hunter who's out there hunting us, the former hunters being now the hunted by the new hunter.
Are you having a stroke?
Hello?
A woman enters with a group of children.
Who's that?
Oh, shit, the orphans.
The orphans? What are they doing here?
They've been waiting to meet Santa. I completely forgot about them in the chaos. If they see Santa dead on the floor, my career is over.
Okay, what do we do? What do we do?
Okay,
hard knock life.
No, no, there's gotta be
something. Should I give him a broom?
Wait a second. I got an idea. You, Stalin, Mayor, you two, come with me.
Please.
Oh. Hi. Oh, so sorry. Sorry for the delay. Hi. Are you kids having fun?
We've been sitting in your office for 5 hours.
Yeah.
What's going on?
All right, we got him all set here. Let's just get him going.
Terry props up Santa, who laughs.
Okay. All right, guys, we got Santa. Let's come on back here. Yeah.
So Santa's having a like a moment.
Hold that. You manage that, and Jason, you get there.
And Santa's gonna just have that moment for a little while.
Santa's ready.
Oh, okay. Well then, come this way. I guess.
Maya and Terry puppet dead Santa's arms.
Wow.
Hello.
This is great. Hi, right over here.
Hello, boys and girls. Would you like a present? What would you like?
Why isn't Santa's mouth moving?
Move his mouth, Maya. You keep doing something.
It's moving. There, can't you see?
I think some of the kids want to sit on Santa's lap.
Please, sit here.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Right here.
What happened to your beard?
I've got no hair on my bottom of my face. Be sensitive. It's called alopecia.
Why is there red stuff on your suit?
That's a leaky gut. Please tell me what you want for Christmas.
I'd like a new doll and an art kit and a soccer ball.
She doesn't get to ask for three things. Tell her no. Every
you don't get
one.
To ask for so many things. You take what you get and you don't get upset.
That is so mean.
Mayor, what is going on?
You're a crybaby.
Santa, can you behave yourself, please?
You know what? You're terrible at this.
Apologies.
Switch, please hold.
Maya switches with Jason.
Say sorry about that.
So sorry. Hey, kids, do you like TikTok? Oh, I'm Gwen Stefani.
I'm dabbing.
Oh, he's dabbing.
I'm dabbing. Look at me. Yay. TikTok is cool. TikTok. Who wants to sit on Santa's lap?
A boy sits on Santa's lap.
My name's Terrence.
Terrence, I like that.
What do you want for Christmas,
What do you want for Christmas, Terrence?
I don't think you can give me what I want, Santa.
Oh, yeah? Try me, bitch.
What I want more than anything in the world...
Yeah?
...is a mommy and daddy. A real mommy and daddy. A forever mommy and daddy.
Oh.
I thought maybe you can wish for it along with me. It'll come true.
Wish for the wish for it, my...
I'm wishing. Oh, come here. Come closer. Put your nuzzle your head in my chest. You're a good baby. You're a good baby. I love you. How about some chocolate? Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Here you go.
Oh, hey! You know what? Great, get your chocolate. And I think that's good. Okay, we did it. Everybody, let's go.
Bye. I love you guys. Oh my God, I love you guys so much. Bye. I love you.
Oh, my finger.
We're clear.
My finger.
We're clear.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We did it!
Oh, we did it.
We pulled it off. I didn't think we were going to be able to do it. We did it. I think they really bought it. We did it. And I think I finally figured out what Christmas is all about.
What is it, Terry?
Well, it's not about parties and noise-canceling headphones. It's about hope. And we got to give those kids hope.
Yes!
We're going to catch this killer and save Christmas. Am I right?
Jesus Christ!
What did you do to Santa?
Would somebody please help out Angie again? Oh, my gosh.
She really scared me.
She's just, this has been a whole thing with Angie, has it not?
It all started with the big screams.
Yeah. He had to be a cat for, oh, my, Amber, yes.
Perry, I cross-referenced the party's guest list with Johnny looking for any connections, and
sure.
I got a hit.
Okay.
Donna Focaccia.
Like the bread?
Exactly, oh, like the bread.
Really?
She's the brains and money behind tons of athlete-branded restaurants.
So she's gonna help us how?
Well, her and Johnny were collaborating on a new project. You can find her in the VIP lounge.
The VIP lounge?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We have an exclusive club just two floors up.
Here at City Hall.
City Hall's got a VIP lounge?
There's less than 2 hours before those orphans wake up looking for their presents, all right? You gotta move fast and keep your cell phone on. I wanna be in constant contact.
Guys, do you know what this means? That the killer's accomplice is still out there and we got targets on our back.
Like we're hunted?
Yeah. If we're gonna solve this, the only way it's gonna happen is that if you two go deep undercover.
We headed to the VIP lounge with Maya posing as an elite athlete and Jason as her manager. We kept an eye out for the accomplice, but it turned out their eye was already on us.
A hooded figure follows after them. Only eyes are visible behind a black mask. Terry opens a door. A bald man stands with folded arms beside a red rope. Maya wears a basketball uniform.
Okay.
She and Jason enter with Terry.
This is the VIP area.
I still don't understand why they have a VIP room here.
Here's the deal. You two are going to be going in there alone.
What?
Don't worry. I'll be with you the entire time. Yeah. You're going to pop these in your ears.
Are these drugs?
No, these are just earpieces. Put one in each of your ear. You're going to pitch Donna a restaurant idea and try to get her talking about Johnny Blaze. And I'm gonna find a safe place to hide, and I'll talk you through it. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get in there.
Terry leaves and walks down a darkened hallway, passing a yellow caution sign and a janitor's cleaning cart. Terry pauses with his hands on his hips. He looks past a ladder at an air vent in the ceiling. Terry smiles.
Bingo.
He yanks off his jacket and tie hurriedly. He takes off his socks and shoes. Terry wraps duct tape around his torso, taping his phone to his back. He climbs the ladder.
Yippee-ki-yay.
He stops his toe. Terry crawls through the air duct. In the VIP lounge, a blonde-haired woman sits on a sofa.
And then I said, you can slap a horse in the ass, but do not expect it to kiss you goodnight.
Jason and Maya, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Let's get to work.
Did you find Donna?
No, don't repeat that. Did you find her?
Are you talking about the bread lady?
Yes, that's her.
Okay,
do exactly what I tell you to do. Wait till she's alone. Is she alone?
Yes.
Okay, now sit next to her.
Maya and Jason sit down on the sofa, flanking Donna Focaccia.
Hi there.
Hi. Hello. Well, can I help you too, or?
Good evening, ma'am. Okay. We're sorry to intrude.
Sorry to intrude? Good evening.
Good evening.
No, Jason, you're Canadian. Heavy accent, like a real maple sucker, okay? Oh, and there's a hat under your seat. Check under your seat. On the floor, there it is, on the floor.
How's it going, eh?
Wow. Sorry to intrude, eh?
Sorry to intrude, eh?
I'm Cordy Horton.
Cordy Horton?
From Chisel Lake up in Manitoba.
Up there in Chisel Lake, up there in Manitoba.
Yeah, she's real cold up there, eh?
She is real cold up there, eh?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to give her, though.
Yeah, I'd like to give her, you know, feed her, give her.
Yeah, I'd like you to meet my client.
Yeah, I'd like you to meet my client.
Martina Stoyanka.
I am Bulgarian with a heavy accent.
Martina Stoyanka.
Her name's Martina Stoyanka.
I'm Bulgarian.
From Bulgaria.
I'm like Mrs. Bulgaria.
And what is it that you do, Martina?
I am basketball supporter.
I am Bulgarian number one basketball supporter.
Huge following, eh?
Huge following up over there in the,
Huge.
Huge.
So big.
Yeah, like a big Easter bunny.
Like a big Easter bunny.
Thing is, Martina's got this restaurant idea.
And it's a real beaut, or a real getter.
Hey! Barkeep, this a mint julep? I said rum and Mountain Dew. Get this shit out of my face. Goddamn, I hate me a mint julep.
Jason picks up a handbell.
All right, so what now? You got some big idea you want to pitch me?
I want to open world's first authentic Bulgarian pizzeria.
You
want to serve, like, a Bulgarian-style pizza?
All the workers very rude.
This is authentic Bulgarian, okay? All the workers very rude.
And the washrooms are filthy. Everything Bulgarian.
Everything Bulgarian.
Except the pizza.
Except the pizza.
The pizza would be like Domino's.
Just roll that back for me.
Well, the experience would be like a Bulgarian, eh? And also the ingredients. We're going to have half Bulgarian stuff.
No, that's wrong. It'd be more like Domino's.
No, that's wrong. It'd be more like a Domino's.
He's so stupid and wrong.
Haha,
she loves saying that, but I am stupid.
Okay.
You ever experienced a Bulgarian bathroom? I dropped a huge coil in there once, eh?
Huge
coiler.
Huge, like a Thanksgiving coiler, eh?
Okay.
You know,
but the
pizza's great.
I'm running the numbers here. So it's actually Domino's pizza.
Yeah, it would be like Domino's.
Oh, now you're getting it, eh?
Okay, what do you think?
I gotta shoot you straight. This is the worst idea I ever been pitched in my whole life.
Tell her how crazy she is.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Let me tell you something.
You are crazy.
You're crazy so in the face.
Keep going.
You make a moose look like a genius. Oh, are you allergic to money?
You both are dumber than a can of wet salad. You're almost as dumb as Johnny Blaze.
You got a beef with Johnny Blaze?
You got a beef with Johnny Blaze, eh?
Oh, I got more than a beef with Johnny Blaze.
Can you tell me more about that?
Johnny comes to me and says, I want to open up a new barbecue joint. So I bring Johnny right under my wing. I teach him everything that I know. The dumb entree names, the disgustingly large portions, the obscene amounts of butter on everything, okay?
So what did Johnny do?
He backs out of the deal last minute. He does it so he can open up his own place to compete with my flagship restaurant in Times Square.
What's happening with the restaurant now?
Well, nothing's happening with Johnny's because he's dead.
Shit, my phone. My phone's ringing.
Terry crawls awkwardly through the duct, reaching behind him for his phone. Below, the hooded figure looks up at the ceiling, then runs.
Okay, abort mission. My position's compromised. Make that excuse and leave. Abort.
Abort. I gotta go pee-pee.
Me gotta pee-pee too.
Why didn't I put my phone in my pocket?
Maya and Jason walk down the hall. Terry falls through the ceiling.
Oh!
God!
Boss?
Seattle.
Terry gets to his feet. He staggers, pulling Maya and Jason into a huddle.
Listen up. Someone's been trying to call me. My phone.
The hooded figure appears.
Run!
The hooded figure chases Terry, Jason, and Maya down the hall. The figure looks around, brandishing a sharpened candy cane.
Having finally lost the accomplice in the bowels of City Hall, I was able to answer my phone. It was a cold call from an air duct repair service / psychic. With only 30 minutes till sunrise, we headed back to the party room. It was time to close this case and save Christmas.
Angie,
please, would you just deal with yourself? Oh, God, God, God.
Hi.
Hi. Will you please, right. please tell me right that here. You know who killed Johnny Blaze?
I'm gonna...
Maybe.
Oh, you're kidding me. God, I knew you three couldn't handle this alone. And that is why I called in more backup.
What? No, come on.
Come on out, Pete.
A mustached man enters.
Pete, come on.
Oh,
come here.
Love of
stand
Pete.
Right there, please. Can you stand over there, please? This is Pete Davidson, and he's joining your investigation,
oh,
all right?
I know who he
Great
is.
To have you on the team.
Help them out.
Why did he just get here?
Where have you been?
I don't know.
Fresh eyes,
I'm
fresh
very
ears.
Confused.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about what we're doing here?
No, not at all.
Okay, Jason, Maya, please, in 15 yeah. seconds, just explain to him what's going on.
Okay, there was a naked guy that hugged Jason.
Yeah, he was a ginger. Santa has been stabbed by a pointy candy cane.
AKA Johnny Blaze.
The Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah. And,
stabbed with a candy cane that was sucked to a point.
Sucked all the way to a point.
Whoa.
And then there was an assistant.
Sure.
And she seemed pretty guilty.
Very.
She likes mint breath spray.
It's her.
So, wait, it's her.
It's her. No, it's her.
What do you, so just
the candy cane because she doesn't like mint.
But wait, what about the bread lady and the butter?
There was butter. By the way, there was empty butter pads on the table in front of the gal we were pitching the pizza joint to.
Wait, there were?
Yeah. I pay attention.
Okay, well, you're out of time, so we gotta decide. We're gonna head over here.
Okay.
On your way, each of one of you grab one of these presents, okay?
Okay.
Come on, Terry, you got 15 minutes.
Okay, all right.
Terry and his trainees face the suspects.
I know this isn't how you wanted to spend your evening. Locked up in here, but it was the only way we were gonna solve the murder of Johnny Blaze. Time to find out if Jason, Maya, and Pete know who is responsible. Was it Jim Trentley?
Jim shakes his head.
Mia Briggs!
Mia shakes her head.
Donna Focaccia.
Donna glares.
Hey, man.
Pete looks down as he stifles a laugh.
She's had to live with that her whole life. Dicks like you.
Fucking asshole.
All right. So, each one of you is holding a present, please.
Yeah.
You're gonna hand it to the person you think murdered Johnny Blaze. Maya, you're gonna go first.
Maya holds a basketball under one arm and a gift in her hand. She paces in front of the three suspects.
Really think about it.
Maya gives the present to Mayor Palmer.
Oh!
What?
Palmer looks shocked.
How dare you? I'm so insulted.
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, she's making an informed guess.
Naming the mayor as the killer?
I
think that shows real gumption. I don't know if she did it yet. We're gonna find out. Jason, it's up to you. Who do you think murdered Johnny Blaze?
I got it, guy. Thank you.
Jason paces in front of Jim, Maya, and Donna. He places the gift on Santa's covered corpse.
Oh, Jesus.
Suicide.
Wow.
This is unorthodox.
Okay. I've seen his work.
Nothing indicated suicide.
Sure it does.
You think
the guy was a quarterback, and then he became Santa in City Hall.
How did he stab himself with the...
He licked himself lousy and then stuck it in his gut.
He licked it, and then he sticked it.
Okay?
You guys are good.
We're teeing up Pete here, all right? We're fond of him. Here he goes.
All right, Pete, based on this entire case that you've had the luxury of studying, who do you think killed Johnny Blaze?
Well, who's the spearmint lady?
Pink Pants.
Okay, it's her.
Mia fidgets as she stands still.
But I'm gonna be a dick.
Pete hands his gift to Terry.
I think you're up to something.
So just to recap.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Maya, you think the mayor did it.
The fuck?
Jason, you think that he committed suicide.
I would.
And Pete, you think I did it.
Yeah.
Terry shrugs.
So we had three suspects and you chose none of them.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Now what?
Well, listen here, there is a mountain of evidence out there. So whoever did commit this murder, please, now is your chance to come clean.
You may think that all you've done is kill legendary quarterback Johnny Blaze, but what you've really done is you've committed the most heinous act of all. If we don't get those presents to those orphans in the next 12 minutes, those kids are gonna stop believing in Santa, and you will have murdered the spirit of Christmas.
The trainees wait.
Who did it?
The suspects look expectantly at Terry. Jim throws up his hands.
I can't take it anymore. It was me. I did it.
Why?
How the fuck was I supposed to know that? I've never met you before.
Legendary Channel 5 sports ganker Jim Trentley.
I didn't have anywhere else to go. I didn't have the money, and he was going to threaten to tell everybody about my debt, ruin my TV career.
Yes, of course. Of course it had to be you. Jason heard the sound of jingle bells during the murder. Jim was the one who had that ugly bell sweater.
Hey.
Sorry. Jim was drinking peppermint schnapps, well, and we know the killer liked the taste of mint. And Donna sent back her mint julep. Remember, she hated it when you were at the bar.
This a mint julep? I said rum and Mountain Dew. Get this shit out of my face.
Finally, there's the name tag issue. Everybody's name tag was smudged. We found the smudged name tag in the hand of Johnny Blaze, which means the killer must have made a second name tag. Only one person didn't have a smudged name tag, and that was Jim Trentley.
Call me Jim.
And his was signed with a brand new red Sharpie that matched the headshot that you signed for me.
Wow.
Terry holds up the signed photo.
I'm going to jail, aren't I?
You're not only going to jail, you're also going to hell.
Do they have golf in jail?
Golf, of course. Oh. That adds up. We thought Johnny Blaze's last words were butter.
Butter.
But it wasn't butter, it was putter.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Huh. That's a twist.
God, he's crying. It's so fucking sad. He was trying to tell us who the killer was.
But there was an accomplice. There was an accomplice. Who turned off the lights?
Thank you.
The accomplice was Jim Trentley's new girl, Angie.
What?
Jim told us his new lady friend had magic hands. And guess who was wrapping the orphan's presents at lightning speed? She was the one hunting us in the hallway. She wasn't out of breath from a panic attack, but from running the hallways in a ski mask. Trying to take us out.
Jim, you idiot! I told you to not talk about my magic hands!
I love you, boo-boo.
Hey, Jim, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Officers, take him away.
But nobody even gave me a present, doesn't it? Nobody got it. Can I? Oh, that's rude.
Mayor Palmer hands her gift to Jim.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was crazy. Thank God it's all over.
Detective!
Uh-oh.
You wanted a present from the table. Well, my magic hands wrapped something nice and big for you. And it's gonna blow you away.
Oh, no. God, get out of here. Careful.
Terry removes the lid. A timer counts down.
A real bomb.
Look, we need to evacuate.
No time for that. This entire building's gonna blow.
55 seconds, MacGruber!
Let me see it!
Amber runs up.
Oh my god, okay, there are three wires, red, green, and blue.
Right,
Pete fiddles with the wires.
Oh, you're lucky you have it on you.
Good instincts.
We're not prepared for that, Pete.
If you cut the correct wire, the bomb will disarm. If you cut the wrong one, we all die.
Okay, Pete, you seem comfortable with explosives. You're gonna have to run point on this one.
Okay.
You cut the right one. You guys decide. Consensus. You gotta all talk together about what to do, okay?
Well, I think maybe red because the pliers are red.
No, okay. I think blue because it's the only non-Christmas color.
Okay, we're running out of time here. I'm thinking we just go like 3, 2, 1, go, or do we go 1, 2, 3? Do we do it on three?
I don't have time for this.
Okay, we're gonna be. Wait. Here we go.
Wait,
three.
Wait, what are we?
Two.
Okay.
One.
Pete cuts the green wire. Jason inhales.
Yeah!
Terry claps Pete on the shoulder.
Pete Davidson saved Christmas and saved the day. You're the hero.
Pete.
Oh, that was some crazy shit, huh?
Fantastic.
Wow.
Pete, you came in the last second and you really saved the day.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good job.
You trusted your gut. It's just a holiday I'm never gonna forget. I know. I wanna thank you all for coming down here. It's been an incredible journey. But,
thanks so much, Terry.
What's wrong, Mayor?
Well, the day may be saved, but not the spirit of Christmas.
God dang it, the orphans.
We only have 6 minutes till sunrise. Those kids are about to wake up with no presents at all.
No, they're not. Somebody get me the Santa suit. I'm dreaming. Of an orange Christmas.
Dressed as Santa, Terry drives his orange Dodge Rampage, loaded with gifts.
On Donner, on Blitzen, on Rampage!
The countdown clock reads 4 seconds till dawn. Terry pulls up in front of the city orphanage as time runs out. The kids walk outside.
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas!
Terry tosses gifts onto the ground.
Santa, you really came! And your beard grew back!
Of course I came! Every good girl and boy deserves a present on Christmas!
The children pick up presents and walk back inside the orphanage.
Thank you, Terry. I mean, Santa. You saved Christmas.
On the contrary.
Terry tugs down his Santa beard.
Christmas saved me.
The orphanage director smiles and leaves. Terry smiles. He looks down at the back of the rampage and sees one gift remaining. He picks it up and reads the label.
To Terry from Santa.
Terry unwraps the polka dot paper, revealing a brand new pair of headphones.
It's a Christmas miracle. My noise-canceling headphones.
An orphan boy looks sad.
Where's your present, Terry?
I didn't get one. I guess Santa felt I didn't deserve one.
No. I'm sure we just can't. Maybe soon.
They really work. I can't hear shit.
Terry! Terry! Those are for you! Those are for you!
But I really can't hear shit.
Terry! It was for Orphan Terry!
The holiday spirit. You can't wrap it up and put it under the tree, but it's still the most valuable gift I've ever received. After the headphones, of course.
Words appear. Happy Holidays from Murderville. Audio description provided by Roundabout Entertainment. Voiced by Elias. Credits roll. Directed by Laura Murphy. Written by Krister Johnson. Based on the British TV series Murder in Successville by Tiger Aspect Productions. Executive producers Will Arnett, Mark Forman, Peter Principato, Brian Steinberg, Krister Johnson, Jonathan Stern, Andy Brereton, Tom Davis, James DeFrond, and Sony Pictures Television. Starring Will Arnett as Detective Terry Seattle. Special guest stars Jason Bateman, Pete Davidson, Maya Rudolph, and Sean Hayes as John, Johnny Blaze. With Hanifa Wood as Chief Rhonda Jenkins Seattle, and Leland Bowden as Amber Kang. Additional credits roll. Copyright 2022 Netflix. A sign reads Electric Avenue. A Yeti runs past a mountain. Abominable Pictures. Logos for Mr. Krister, Artists First, and Tiger Aspect Productions appear.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.